Chapter 39, Into the Eye. Discovery looked just as he had last seen her from space, floating in lunar orbit with the moon taking up half the sky. Perhaps there was one slight change, he could not be sure, but some of the paint of her external lettering, announcing the purpose of various hatches, connections, umbilical plugs, and other attachments, had faded during its long exposure to the unshielded sun. That sun was now an object that no man would have recognized. It was far too bright to be a star, but one could look directly at its tiny disk without discomfort. It gave no heat at all. When Bowman held his ungloved hands in its rays as they streamed through the space pod's window, he could feel nothing upon his skin.